Would you like to tell us a little bit about why you decided to do that?
So, as a lot of you know, I have little Emma in the front there. She came into our lives 2 years ago, 3 months, and it rocked my world, it did. She is the absolute light of our lives, but it was the hardest thing I have ever done, which I'm sure a lot of you can, you know, relate to. And I had the four people sitting in front of me there, their support was incredible, and I couldn't have done it without them, especially Michael. But obviously God was a huge part of that strength for me. And some of you may not know, so obviously she came into our lives, it was hard. And at 4 weeks, Michael and I went to bed, and Emma had gone to bed, and she was just hysterically crying. And it was unlike her to just cry this much, and she was in so much distress. We took her out in the car at 2 a.m, driving her around to try and get her to sleep, because we just thought she's just being a newborn. And something in me, and that was that I know always, that is God. Something in me, which was God, told me something was not right. And I said to Michael the next morning, I said, we've got to take her to the doctor. And it's quite a long story short, the doctor was sitting opposite us and said, do you have a car? Because if you don't have a car, you need to have an ambulance, and we need to take her to hospital straight away. My whole world came crashing down. Not only am I coping with just dealing with the not the joys of being a newborn, new parent. But we took her, and Mum and Dad were great, came as well. And this little girl, she was 4 weeks old, and she had a little cannula put in her. It was the worst sight of my life. And she had suspected meningitis. And they said, we don't know yet, we've got to give her a lumbar puncture, but we need to treat her straight away. So we had all that to deal with, and I really love sharing this with you, because Becky didn't know this, and I don't think many of you did, but when we were in hospital, only one parent could stay, so I stayed with Emma like 24/7. Michael, I think you stayed until about 10 o'clock at night, went home, and it was the first night, and I was sitting in that hospital room with Emma in that bed, all wired up, and I just felt so alone, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And in the day I had put on Facebook to ask for prayers for our little girl, because obviously I didn't know what was going to happen. And it is so funny, when I looked at my phone, Michael had gone out of the room, and I looked at my phone, and there was a comment from Carol Cornfoot. A lot of you remember Carol? And she said, you will feel so alone sitting next to the hospital bed, but you're not. He's right there beside you. And I just was like, what timing, what everything? And I just thought, that's God talking through Carol. It is. I mean, I don't speak to Carol. I haven't seen her in years. Like, you know, I don't speak to her, but she commented. And I just gave me that extra strength. In conclusion, thank God she didn't have meningitis. She had viral pneumonia. She's come out the other side, as you can see. She's a right nutter. yes. That didn't help me. It didn't help my depression. And but, you know, with the help of those four and God, it got me through. But it made me think, there's not enough for mums. And I've sent Emma to lots of kids groups, baby groups, but there's not anything for mums to actually go and just talk about. You know what, it is quite hard, and it's challenging, it's joyous, but it's challenging. And so I thought, unfortunately Becky and Napo were so supportive of it, and I set up the Mum's Coffee Morning. And and I'm so pleased. It's really successful, and on average we get about 9 to 10 mums. And it was only in the week that one of my friends said to me, I love going, it always cheers me up. And I just think that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I just think that a lot of this, I remember when I was, I think it was about 3-4 months ago, when David and Jan spoke about their testimony and obviously David's illness. And Jan listed all the blessings, and it was like the bus was at the end of the road, a blessing. This was, and I just think every day there's just so many blessings from God that we don't even know about sometimes. And it's sometimes somebody picking up the phone at the right time, or when I've had an awful day with Emma, like somebody just picking up my bags for or something. And I just think God is so in us all the time, and I couldn't do this journey without him. And I just hope that people in, I can help other mums as well. And yeah, it's yeah, that's it basically. Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. It's wonderful when something happens in your life and you just feel inspired by the Holy Spirit to do something for other people. I mean, I've helped at the group, and quite a few other people here have been in and helped at the group. There's just such a lovely feeling, a lovely buzz in that room with all these mums chatting away, and the helpers try to take the children and entertain them so the mums can actually sit down and have a hot cup of tea or coffee. That's such a thing when you've got young children. It's so hard. And this group has been so amazing. You just see the light on the faces of the mums in the room as they're just having a full conversation and just talking so openly and so frankly about how they feel, not in any way feeling judged or that their child should be doing ABC or XYZ. You know, there's none of that feeling in the room. So Olivia, quick question. Since running the group, how do you feel? Have you been inspired from running the group and seeing it grow?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we've got quite a few mums from the library that came over, and we've got different ages of the children, so it's all different ages, and they're going through different stages. But I just, like for me, I do sit back and I'm proud that I've been able to give, with the help of the church, this opportunity. You know, as I said, I know it sounds so stupid, but one of the mums put her child in their own bedroom last week, and that child is younger than another child. And she texted me in the week and she said, thank God for your coffee morning, because that conversation made me do it, and I've had the best night's sleep by putting in the, and I just thought that's just perfect. You know, that's what it's about. I mean, we talk about all sorts of things, and it's just nice to have a chat. And hopefully, I mean, Mini Music, God, we were raving.
It's been brilliant. Yeah. Mini Music numbers dropped right down. It made me realise actually when I took over Mini Music from Carol Comfort.
Yes.
All those years ago, my children were very little. I was in those circles. I could say to people, come on, but now I'm not. And Olivia is. And lots of her coffee morning mums are coming to Mini Music and to the playgroup, and you see how it actually builds community as well. So all of those things are building as well. It is actually a wonderful outreach for our church, and it is the sign of a healthy and a growing and a functioning church that the Holy Spirit has worked on someone, and that person has been inspired and has been bold and prayerfully gone forward to do something. It's a real wonderful, wonderful testimony. And I'd just like to read that last verse of John's gospel reading that we heard earlier. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Now, Olivia said about how God really did reveal himself to her in those situations. And the wonderful thing is from that, Olivia was moved to do something. So I think the main message for me in this is God reveals himself to us often. I don't know that we always take it on board and recognise it and listen, and we certainly don't always then act upon it as an act of thanks and love. My God, you've revealed yourself to me in this way. That's incredible, that's amazing. What can I do from this? What can I now do for you? How can I show my thanks and my love to you? And just thank you, Olivia, so much for sharing that today. Thank you.